Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It has been tough to watch the images coming out of Houston all week long, although there has been some amazing instances of heroism and bonding and people coming together. And in times of crisis, we do this better than any other country. During times of non-crisis, we're not very good at this, but during times of crisis, we come together pretty well. And it's been amazing to watch Ted Johnson's social media feeds over this week as he has documented a lot of what has been going on. And so Ted Johnson, three-time Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots, key member of Sports Radio 610, our affiliate in Houston, joins us here on the show. Teddy J, how are you today?
DA, I'm great, buddy. It's so good to talk to you, man. It really, really is. And I got to tell you, Mayor Sylvester Turner here in Houston, he has declared that Houston, the city of Houston, is open for business, which is great to hear because for the last week, it's as you know, it hasn't been fun here. It's been very trying. It's it's more water than you could ever imagine. Over 50 inches of rain has been dropped. Almost a trillion gallons of water has been dropped here. We're up to 40, I think, unfortunate deaths from this hurricane. But the city is recovering. It's starting to come back. Most of the power has been restored to the region. You got the Astros doubleheader taking on the Mets tomorrow at Minute Maid Park. Most of the Metro bus lines have resumed service today. And so things are starting to get back to normal here, DA. But the overwhelming support has been incredible across the country. What people have done to help out the good folks here at Houston, it's so appreciated, and we're so grateful, man. But I love hearing Mayor Sylvester Turner declare today that the city of Houston is open for business, bud.
That's huge, man. That's huge. So where we stand right now in terms of Houston, are most of the places that were flooded pretty badly drained? Are there still a lot of flooded places? What does this whole thing look like right now?
Yeah, there's still a lot of draining going on. There's so many down here in Houston. You have a lot of bayous that are just big creeks, creeks, bayous, rivers, lakes. That have all overflowed in a big way. And so it's taken time for those to drain. It, believe it or not, it drains really, really fast here. So it'll evaporate, it'll drain into the soil. And so that's what's happening. So most of the highways are starting to open up, most of the major highways. And so that's good. Most people are probably getting back to work right now. School was supposed to start this week. They pushed it back a week. Some school districts have pushed it back to 2 weeks because of some of the damage and some of the problems that some of the families are having in those different school districts. So it's starting to look, not post, apocalyptic now. It's starting to look like Houston did before all this. So that's a good thing.
How has it been for you to get to work on a daily basis? Were you able to do your show this week?
Yeah, our show basically, I host an afternoon drive show here on Sports Radio 610. Our show and basically turned into a news show. I mean, we were basically giving out information, updates, helping people who had questions. And so a lot of the co-hosts that I work with, kind of helped out in that regard. And so guys were basically, people were tuning into Sports Radio 610, not to listen to sports, but to get information and get updates. To help people do this trying time. So I was not able to get to work. I was blocked from the building I live in. The water had overflowed to a point where I wasn't able to get to work. But some of my comrades that were able to go there did go in there and helped out. I commend them because they were on air sometimes 6, sometimes 10 hours a day giving updates minute by minute to people that needed help or called in or texted into the text line.
Ted Johnson, three-time Super Bowl champion with the Patriots, member of Sports Radio 610 in Houston, joining us from Houston, of course, right now. So in my for me, and you know I have really close friends in Houston, it's been weird for me to talk about the Astros getting Justin Verlander, or weird to talk about the Texans and what we expect from Deshaun Watson, because it's sports in Houston and you guys have so much bigger things going on. What role is sports playing in Houston right now? Can people talk about the Verlander trade, or is it like it's just livelihood and then all that sports stuff kind of seems silly right now?
I think we're slowly, we did our show. I went back to work yesterday, DA, and we did, I would say it was half covering Hurricane Harvey, getting people information, talking about our experiences throughout the week, and half sports. So I think today, DA, I think we've kind of all decided on our show that we're going to do probably a little bit more sports, that we've kind of turned the corner on this disaster, and people are going to start to look for sports as a way to kind of, you know, forget what happened, and we've gone. We're out of the rescue phase here in Houston as far as, you know, most people, I think, have found shelter, and most people have gotten to, you know, high ground and are safe now. And so they're not in the recovery phase, you know, rescue phase. They're more in the rebuild phase. And so I think now it's more appropriate at this point, DA, to try and talk sports. But there's still so many things that link sports to this hurricane. All the donations guys are making. I mean, what J.J. Watt has done, DA, is nothing short of remarkable. I mean, this guy, J.J. Watt, he transcends football, buddy. I mean, this guy, he's the best football player I've ever seen. I mean, he really is. I give it up to this guy. But I used to be critical of his kind of, I would say, overzealousness to work on his brand. You know, a lot of it was, you know, to me, some would come across as self-serving, a lot of brand kind of promotion as opposed to maybe doing more stuff, focusing on the team. But let me tell you something about J.J. Watt right now. This guy that works harder at his brand than anybody I've ever met, but he's using the goodwill that he has garnered to do good things. This guy set out to try and raise $200,000 for relief victims. He's up to over $14 million right now. It's unbelievable the power this guy has. And not only J.J. Watt, though, D.A., so many other people. Leslie Alexander for the Rockets has donated $10 million. Chris Paul, $50,000. Dikembe Mutombo, $50,000. Titans owner Amy Strzok has donated $1 million. Bob McNair's donated $1 million to assist in the relief efforts. And then also the NFL has matched that $1 million donation. Mike Trout's donated $27,000 based on his jersey number. The Astros have donated $4 million and partnered with Major League Baseball to donate all parking concessions and tickets received from this past week's games against the Rangers to help relief efforts. I mean, on and on and on. A lot of athletes from around the country here and locally have gone above and beyond, I think, the job description day as far as helping. But it all starts with J.J. Watt. This guy is the best football player I've ever seen, but he looks like he might be one of the best fundraisers I've ever seen, too, man. It's pretty remarkable.
It's outrageous. I mean, $14 million is just an outrageous amount of money to raise individually. But I got to ask you, you played with Tom Brady. J.J. Watt's the greatest player you've ever seen?
Well, here's the thing, okay? And this is how when I talk about J.J. Watt and I reference Tom Brady, I go, look, J.J. Watt, Tom Brady's main superhero skill, if you will, D.A., is his brain. It's how he reads defenses. The fact that he can know where to go with the football before the snap happens, before the ball snaps, gives him a huge advantage of what makes him so great. J.J. Watt has to think his way throughout a game, too. You know, not only is he a physically dominant, athletic super freak, he also uses his brain because he lines up on the left. He lines up on the right. He lines up inside. He lines up outside. And so you have to think your way through a game. So I know that's saying a lot because I've played 5 years with the greatest quarterback of all time, but I think top to bottom, I'd say just as far as just total package, J.J. Watt's the best player I've ever seen, buddy.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's a hot take right there.
Hey, and here's the thing. He has unbelievable athletic ability, God-given athletic ability, with an unmatched work ethic. And you combine those two, and you see what you see with him. And so, yeah, I know it's I'm going to get crucified in Boston, but it's the way I feel.
Ted Johnson joins us from Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Can we talk about what your peer John Lopez has done this week. This is outrageous. John Lopez, native Houstonian, has gone out. He has looked on Twitter for somebody who had a boat, went out, got the boat, and then just drove drove the boat around all of these flooded neighborhoods and saved people and dogs and pets and everything. I mean, this guy's been amazing. How amazing has it been to watch him from your standpoint?
Yeah, John lives out in an area, a part of town in a Tascadita, an Humble area where it got really bad. And John's a big time fisherman. Everybody knows that. He's co-host of a midday show here on Sports Radio 610. And he had a boat, and he took that boat out and started driving around and helping people. And you mentioned Twitter, and I got to say this. You know, Twitter. I have a love-hate relationship with Twitter, mostly hate. But I'm telling you, I fell in love with Twitter and with social media, the capabilities of social media, and the impact it's had on helping people during this trying time. You know, we got to use it in our business, DA, to help promote. You know, we all understand that what needs to be done as far as promoting our shows and that kind of thing and how it helps. But it really did something as service to the people in Houston and in the country to have, you know, a place to go and get in real time information and updates. And so Twitter was huge, 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 and just reassuring people, letting people know what was going on at any given moment, at any time during this whole thing. And so I was attached to not only the TV watching updates from what, but on Twitter trying to see what was going on. And so John connected with people via Twitter, via social media. A lot of people had these different apps on their phone. If anybody has owned a boat and was in the area, there was an app that you could go to and you could find out where people needed volunteers for shelters. There was an app for that. If you had a boat, where the boats were needed, there was an app for that. And so social media, as much as I sometimes just grit my teeth and can't stand it, absolutely love the way it was used in this crisis down here. It really, really helped out a lot of people.
That's really cool. That's interesting to hear because you're right. There's a lot of ugliness on social media you'd rather not have to see. Before I let you go, give me the Texans thumbnail at quarterback. What's going to happen to start out this season?
Here's the deal, buddy. All right, you know, a lot of people want to see Deshaun Watson in there. I get it. He shows flashes. There's just something to his game that you just don't see with Tom Savage. Tom Savage is athletically, he's limited in what he can do. He is. However, what Bill O'Brien loves more than anything, and don't forget, Bill O'Brien coached, you know, Tom Brady, who's the quarterback's coach, and then also an offensive coordinator. So that's, he's trying to build his system, this offensive system, in the mold of what's going on in New England. And so he wants a guy that can run it efficiently, you know, do the different tempos, the hurry up, the muddle huddle, you know, the 2-minute type of tempos. He likes to do that. He needs a quarterback that's competent and proficient in running those different tempos. It's just a cleaner looking game with Tom Savage. Balls out fast. He makes good decisions, that kind of thing. And so, you know, it's a safer play to go with Tom Savage, but everybody's waiting to see what Deshaun Watson can do. And the season starts out pretty difficult. They're at home against Jacksonville, which should be a cupcake, but then they got to go on the road to Cincinnati. Then they got to go on the road to New England. Then they come home and play the Tennessee Titans, which I think is a team that's going to be a tough one team this year. And so I could see this thing getting off to an ugly start. And if it gets off to a 1-3 start or a 2-2 start, then people are going to start clamoring for Deshaun Watson. But as of right now, Tom Savage is the guy.
Ted Johnson, Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Listen to the Triple Threat, 2 until 7 p.m. there. Afternoon Drive on Sports Radio 610. Follow him on Twitter at Teddy J Radio. He's finally come around to this Twitter thing after the flood, so that's a good thing. Houston is open for business, which we love to hear. Thinking about you guys down there, my man. Thanks so much for joining us, and keep well, keep safe.
You're the man, DA. I appreciate it, buddy. Good talking with you.
You too, bud.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.